Hold up. This podcast is adult in nature. See anybody in the room that shouldn't be listening to stories about sex, kink, and gender? Shoo them out of the room, will ya? Let's have some me and you time. Are they gone? Let's go.
All of my life, I've never fit. But I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, I'm sexual folklorist Dixie Delatour, and this is episode 73 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. I want to say happy birthday to Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth is 91 this week. How amazing is that? I mean, but for her work with Planned Parenthood, would we know anything? Would they still be saying, these are things we shouldn't be talking about? She was so matter-of-fact and educational in the way that she dealt with a world that did not want us talking about sex. She's kind of one of my heroes. I've always wanted to meet her. And I was listening to an interview with her this morning on NPR and just thought we should be grateful for the people for us who kind of like made what we're doing right now possible. Would a podcast with true stories of sexual adventure be possible 50 years ago? Well, other than the fact that podcasts didn't exist, would it be possible? Probably not be possible. Thank you, Dr. Ruth. You did that. I also want to say, you guys have been super responsive lately. When I ask for something, you've been coming forward and saying, hi, I want to help. The last time I asked for this, I got a ton of responses, and I'm hoping you can help me out with music. If you are someone who creates songs that relate to sex, kink, or gender, we need them on the podcast. If they're yours and you'd love to have them played on this podcast, we'd love to hear them. If you know of songs that we should know about, I can tell you it's hard to find songs that relate to sex, kink, or gender. If you know of songs that we should know about, I'd really appreciate your help so that your knowledge can help inform the rest of us. We can all learn from you. Send your suggestions to dixie@bodystorytelling.com. If there's a video for it, send me a link to the video. If it's yours, send me the MP3 to listen to. I'd love to have your suggestions for music to play here on the podcast. I was very frustrated last week because I really wanted to put the song First of May, because the episode came out on First of May by Jonathan Colton, one of my favorite songs that I've loved forever. I could not find a way to obtain licensing for it. And we try and do everything by the book here, so we couldn't play the song even though we wanted to. Help me find music if it's yours. Let me know that it's okay to play on the podcast. And we'd love to spread the gospel of your music about buttholes with the world, if you'd let us. Speaking of music, your support on Patreon helps us pay for musicians' licensing, going through ASCAP or BMI or any of those places where we get permission to play songs and pay for that music. And these things are expensive. Podcast hosting is expensive. Podcast producers, all of these things are things that we have to pay for every week. Podcasts seem easy and free, but we need your help. As I said recently, when we get to $2,000, and we've had a number of people sign up this week to support us on Patreon, thank you so much. When we get to that number, we're going to be expanding the size of our episodes. I'm working on the backlog right now. I'm finding stories that I was like, oh my God, they're going to love this on the podcast. And some of them go back quite a ways. It's a lot of work to find them. It's a lot of work to make sure that we're using the name that people want us to use on the podcast, because we protect your privacy and your confidentiality. And all this work means that we need you to support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/bawdy, B-A-W-D-Y. Give it whatever level you can. When we get to 2,000, we're going to be giving you bigger, better episodes. And you can turn to your friends and go, that episode right there, I made that. Thanks in advance for your support.
Are you ready for this week's story?
Well, there's a couple of little extra bonuses for you. Do you ever wonder what the storyteller looks like? Do you ever want to see them? If you go to Instagram and look up Pocho Power SF, spelled P-O-C-H-O, Power SF, you could take a look at this week's storyteller. I messaged him to tell him that he was going to be on this week's podcast, and he said, oh, you caught me right as I'm getting onto a plane to go to Denver to be a go-go dancer. A hot, beefy, sexy male go-go dancer. They flew him across the country to have him dance. Isn't that the life you want? So you can take a look at his go-go pictures and his other pictures on Instagram. And the song that you're going to hear right after his story was chosen by him for this story. Our storyteller is a Latino, queer, sober, kinky man who worked for many years as an American Sign Language interpreter and now works in retail management. He has attended Bawdy Storytelling twice before he got on stage and was thrilled and terrified to get up there and tell his story. But he knew he was going to be all right because he had the support of two members of his chosen family there in the audience. He lives with Mark and Dolan. Dolan is the one who said, my roommate has a story for you. You need to hear it. And he was absolutely right. Here comes your story. This story is from AC Lobo.
This is hard. All right, you guys. So some of you guys might be shocked by this, and others may not even believe this, but I really like getting fucked. I like fucking. I love sex. And in fact, I'm something that is commonly referred to in the gay community as a sex pig. I love to get down and dirty and have uninhibited, wild, freaky, sticky, messy, smelly man sex. But coming to a place where I could stand up on a stage in front of a room full of people that I can't fucking see, it took some work. You know, growing up in a Latino family where I happened to be fat and queer, not the butchest thing in the world. Exactly. Shocking, I know. I'll pay you later. I struggled with my sexuality, and I struggled with body image, and I struggled with insecurity, and I felt shame around my sex and the kind of sex that I wanted. So when I discovered crystal meth, I felt like I had been set free. Because when I was high, that committee of critics in my head was silent. When I was high, I felt sexy, and I felt confident, and I felt powerful. Add on top of that, that when you're high on crystal meth, it gave me the permission that I needed, that I thought that I needed to explore these kind of kinky desires that I had, that I was too ashamed to explore. Plus, when you're on crystal meth, it allows you to have sex not just for hours, but literally days on end. Eventually, the fun wasn't fun anymore. I'd been working for many years as an American Sign Language interpreter, and I loved that work. I was super passionate about it. It was a huge part of my identity. And I lost that work because of my addiction. I lost family, I lost friends, and one day I woke up and I looked around and I thought, how the fuck did I get here? And how the fuck do I get out of this? And I knew I needed help, so I got that help. I got sober, and slow vodka. No, so I got sober, and I got sober through the help of the Rooms of Crystal Meth Anonymous and 12-step recovery. And I remember being in a meeting very early on during that that time, and I remember there was a gentleman who was sharing his story, and he was talking to the audience, and he's told us, you know, hey, you guys, like, I know what you're going through. I know that you think that you'll never have good sex again. You'll never have kinky sex. You'll never have amazing sex. And I'm here to tell you that that's bullshit. I am sober, and I have the most amazing, kinkiest, dirtiest sex that I've ever had. And I thought to myself, fuck you, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, what do you know? Like, obviously, you're A, you're lying. B, you didn't use the way I used. Or C, maybe it did work for you, but it's not going to work for me. It's not. Because literally, you know, sex on meth for me was like I got to watch my favorite movie on a brand new 4K television with beautiful color and vibrant color and all this amazing sounds. And then someone takes that away from you and tells me that I, for the rest of my life, I have to watch that movie on a black and white TV with rabbit ears. Eventually, I did start incorporating sex back into my life. And it wasn't great at first, you know, and it got a little better and it got a little better. And one of the guys that I had sex with was called Matt. And I met Matt on a gentleman's hookup site called Scruff. And because I'm a lady. And when I first met Matt online, I thought, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know that we're going to be a match because he wasn't really, you know, I typically go for somebody that's a little bit beefier, a little bit burlier. And he was more Frodo from the Shire. But his profile name really caught my attention. It was Huge Cummer. Even more so when he sent me a message and was like, bro, I want to breed you. I come fucking buckets full, and my cock is going to pulse, and you're going to feel it every time I shoot in your ass. And I was like, ding dong, hey, I'm here. That was me, we were talking online. So one day after we had finished playing around, he had come, I was drenched. He starts telling me about his plans to bring this sex party to San Francisco, and it was based on a sex party that happens in Berlin called the Horse Fair. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait. You mean the Horse Fair from Berlin? He's like, yeah. I'm like, the Horse Fair in Berlin where there are stallions who are tops and mares who are bottoms? He's like, yeah, that's the one I'm gonna do it here. I'm like, the Horse Fair where there's stallions and there's mares and the stallions fuck whichever mayor they want, and the mayors can't say no, and they're hooded, and they can't see who the fuck is fucking them. That he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to go to that. Because there was a huge part of me that really didn't want to go, because in my head, I'm like, you can't go to that. That's something you used to fantasize about when you were using meth. You're not that person. You're sober now. You can't do that freaky stuff. That's not, you need crystal meth to do that. You know, that's not what you do. But there was another part of me, the smaller part, was like, no, fuck that. You can go. Like, you're sober. You didn't get sober to fucking be boring. Go. So, a couple days go by, and I'm actually upstairs at my house, and I'm on the computer, and I'm on the website for the thing, and there's two options. There's one for a stallion ticket, and there's one for a mare ticket. And I've got the mouse, and I am fucking hovering. And then my roommate, Dolan, walks in. And Dolan is kind of, he looks kind of like a cross between if Eric from True Blood and Pete Sampras had a baby, but with a lovely temperament. Like, he's amazing. So he comes in and he's like, what's going on? I tell him what's going on. And he's like, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to write stallion on one piece of paper, and I'm going to write mare on the other. We're going to do this. You're going to select one. And that's what you're going to go as. And I'm like, I have no better ideas. Fuck it. So he does it, and I select him. I pick the left, and he goes, and he opens his hand, and there on that crumpled piece of paper is a stallion. And I went, oh. And he went, that's it. Clearly you want to go as a mare, you fucking whore. You're going as a fucking mare. Click. So I bought the mare ticket. Because it's his fault, right? He told me I had to do it. So now it's the day of, and I'm fucking pacing around the house. You know, his husband, Mark, is like, would you fucking calm down? And I'm like, so I'm pacing back and forth, and finally it's time to go, and I'm fucking trying to time shit out. I'm like, okay, when do I start douching? How deep do I douche? Do I douche now? Do I douche later? Because, bottoming in a public sex space is not a fucking easy trick, right? You don't want any accidents. And for you tops, appreciate your fucking bottoms. There's a lot of work that goes into that shit, all right? So shit does happen, but we don't want it to happen. All right, so I'm ready. I go to the space. The space is at this great public dungeon that you guys can rent. You kinky fuckers. It's called Catalyst. It's on in Soma on Folsom Street. So I walk in. There's a gentleman there. He's lovely. He helps me with my clothes, puts it in a bag, puts a number on the bag, puts a number on my ass in permanent marker. Because later, and they take a picture of it, because later they're going to vote on who the best mayor was. Go me. So... I walk into the place. You know, it's a dungeon. It's got slings. It's got fuck benches. It's got cages. It's got St. Andrew's crosses, places to mummify people. It's the whole nine yards, right? There's probably about 30 other mayor's bottoms there, and you know, some in jockstraps, some naked, and we're kind of milling about, and just kind of like staring at each other like cats in a bag, like because we're looking. We're like checking out the competition, right? And I'm looking around. And I'm like, I'm not the worst, right? So. So they tell us, okay, it's time to put your hood on. They have monitors, like hood monitors. They're gonna come and you're gonna, you know, monitor, and they put your hood on, and they say they're gonna let the tops in. So I'm excited, I'm nervous. It's that thing, it's like the adult kinky version of that fear when you're a kid and you have a birthday party and you're afraid no one will come. That part. So I hear boots coming in, I can't hear anything. I'm like trying to present myself really well, like, hey. Oh, I was just stretching. My shoes untied. So anyway, so people come in, and slowly I start hearing, you know, moans and groans, and that, like, you know, have you ever made a pot of mac and cheese, you had to stir it? Like that sound. Like, yeah. So stuff starts happening, right? And it seems like a really long time, and I'm like, no one's fucking touched me. Right away, that committee of critics in my head, you're unfuckable, no one's coming to your party, blah, blah, right? I know. So I'm like, okay, how the fuck do I get out of this with any dignity? Was there a back door? Do I bolt naked? Like, so just before I'm about to bolt, I feel someone, they cut my balls, and they tweak my nipple. And they lead me over to a flat space, and they lay me down, and they start fucking me. And it's awesome. This guy, then he comes, and soon afterwards, another guy starts pounding me. And then he leads me over to one of the slings and puts me in the sling. And I can't see anything, mind you, so everything is just, you know that thing where they say that when you're blind, you can see better, or you can hear better, and vice versa? I felt like I could feel every nook and cranny on his dick and, you know, all that stuff. So he's fucking me, and then he comes, and he leans over and is like, hey, I'm gonna take a break, thanks, I had a great time. There's a line, so I'm like, oh, fuck, people are waiting, people. I'm thinking people are waiting for the sling. I'm so rude. I'm taking it. Then he's like, no, there's a line for people to fuck you. And before I even had a chance to like react, somebody was sliding their dick inside me. And, you know, the night went on. And after I literally had my fill, I lost count on how many guys fucked me. No, I'm kidding. It was 15. So I put, you know, I get ready and I put my clothes on, and the amazing thing, I couldn't stop smiling. And the amazing thing is, and the irony was, that thing that I was looking for, that those feelings I felt when I was leaving there, you know, and I felt sexy and I felt confident and I felt powerful, and I tasted that real freedom, the freedom to just let go and be in the moment and not worry about what people thought of me, and that feeling of, yeah, I'm okay. These kinks, these whatever it is, it's mine, and it's okay. Thanks.
Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it. Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it.
Double tap it.
Hashtag. I wanna fuck you in the ass. Yeah, I saw your butt pic when I was scrolling past. And it was juicy and round. It looked like hours of fun. It looked like two round melons laying out in the sun. It was a Georgia peach. It was a beautiful find. Oh, it must be an onion, baby, cause it's making me cry, and it was making me hot. My pants were starting to lip. Your butt's a killer, baby boy, and you are making me stiff. Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it. Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. it must be my birthday, cause you're bringing me cakes. I'll give you 69 likes and you sit on my face. You got that booty for days, I got that wiener for weeks. And if you rub me right, my bubbly might just spray on your sheets. And if your butthole was a glove, I'd be the perfect fit. Oh, you could call me OJ cause I kill the fuck out of it. I ain't got time for lubrication, I'm just using spit. Pull it out real slow, make your booty say shit.
Double tap it.
Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it. Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it. Head game so bomb, make your dick explode. You're like a washing machine because you're taking my load. Girl, I ain't packing a show. It's like a magic wand. I'll take my double dick, give it a second till you're great beyond. When my mama ain't Louisiana, daddy isn't Alabama. I just wanna take your booty.
Slam it with my meaty hammer.
I just wanna tap so hard you're shaking.
Shaking like a grandma.
I just wanna hit it so they lock my ass up in the slammer. You could call me punch packer. You could call me cash stacker. I be throwing balls around just like a fucking quarterbacker. You could call me dick whacker. You could call me crumb. Just don't call me if you only want me to tap at once, cause I will.
Double tap it.
Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it. Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it. Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it. Double tap that ass like it's Instagram. Double tap it. Double tap it.
Double tap it.
That was Double Tap from MC Crumb Snatcher. Y'all, we've got a new podcast sponsor, and I'm excited to introduce you to them because I think this service is brilliant. Plus, they're going to save you a lot of time and money. They're called Simple Health, and as the name suggests, they're here to make your healthcare simple, starting with online birth control. Finally, birth control is getting a much-needed 21st century upgrade. With Simple Health, you can get your birth control prescribed online and delivered to your door for free. Whether you're already on birth control, looking to get back on it, or wanting to try it for the first time, Simple Health will take care of you. When I first saw a doctor to get birth control back in the day, an old Southern gynecologist wandered into the exam room, helped me put my feet up in the stirrups, took a look, and then emerged from my vagina to say, "Dix, you better be careful because you're a big old healthy girl," whatever that meant. And then he proceeded to argue with me about whether I could even have birth control. Dude, you just told me I need it, so shut up and write my prescription already. If you dread conversations like that, or won't put up with them, or you just want to make your life easier, try Simple Health. You can sign up for birth control through Simple Health on your phone and be done with it. Here's how it works. You know that form you fill out at the doctor's office with your medical history, your conditions, allergies, etc.? Simple Health is the exact same thing, but online, so it's way more convenient and comfortable. The process is comprehensive and feels very personalized. They actually ask you for your preferences about birth control. Doctors help build the product and they review every patient carefully to figure out if you're a good candidate for birth control and to pick the right method for your needs. And just to be clear, Simple Health isn't making their own birth control. Their doctors only prescribe trusted and vetted brands of birth control, pills as well as the patch in the ring. And best of all, Simple Health offers affordable care regardless of insurance. They do accept insurance, and luckily birth control is free with most insurance plans, so you can pay absolutely nothing to use this service every month. For those without insurance, pills start at $15 a month, which is still super affordable, and delivery is free for everyone. The prescription is usually $20, but my listeners can try Simple Health for free. Just go to simplehealth.com/Dixie. or enter the code DIXIE at checkout. I want to mention that this isn't a replacement for routine evaluations by your primary care physician or gynecologist. You should still get checkups as needed, but it's the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control. Again, try a better way to get birth control with Simple Health by going to simplehealth.com/Dixie or just enter DIXIE at checkout. Y'all, we're living in the future. You may never get that jetpack they promised you, but at least Simple Health is here to make birth control simple. Cocktails, a rousing game of bango, and your smiling face. Is there anything better? I don't think so. Let me tell you about upcoming live shows for Body Storytelling, where I can meet you in person, give you a hug, and maybe talk you into being on stage at Body Storytelling sometime soon. I'm pretty persuasive. In Seattle, this week on May 9th, the theme is Libertine. We'll be at the Rebar Seattle. And then we're going to be on June 6th in Seattle. We'll be celebrating 5 years of producing Body in Seattle. Dan Savage came to my show in San Francisco, told me where to go, told me he'd tell up my very first show in Seattle. And it all came true because of him. 5 years later, we're celebrating not just Body, but thank you, Dan. Thank you for helping us find a new home in one of the most sex-positive cities in the country. It's part of why I go to Seattle every month. I really love Seattle, and I never would have known if it hadn't been for Dan Savage. Coming up in San Francisco, May 17th, we're doing Unicorn Fest. Unicorn Fest is one of those bad ideas I have that is what I like to do to celebrate my birthday every year. I have been talking to unicorns. We may be doing a raffling off date with a unicorn. I'm waiting to see if it all comes together, working on it now. And if you're a unicorn in the Bay Area who would like to be raffled off, contact me at dixie@bodystorytelling.com. We're going to be raising money for going on tour. You'd be helping us bring Body to the cities that need the kind of sex positive storytelling that we provide. Not just unicorns. We're also going to be doing a unicorn photo booth with Sibian rides. If you don't know what a Sibian is, look in the show notes. I'll have a link to it. It's kind of wild and kind of great. Can't imagine how great the faces are going to be while riding a unicorned up Sibian. It's going to be great photos. And on June 20th, the theme is Best Fiends. When your friends get you laid. Or maybe when you get laid by your friends. I've already had some really great pitches on that one, but there's a couple spots left. If you would like to tell a story at that one, I'll tell you how at the end. And then don't forget, September 29th, we are doing a special Folsom Street Fair after party. Go to the Folsom Street Fair, the largest kink event in the world, all day. Wander around at a street fair in San Francisco. And then come sit in the cool with a chair under your ass, a sexy cocktail. Yeah, doesn't that sound great? How do you pitch me for Body Storytelling? It's not hard. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you tell a story. So you go to your phone, you turn on a voice memo, you hit record, and you talk to me. You tell me your story, beginning, middle, and end. Send it to dixie@bodystorytelling.com. I work with you, I coach you, I get you ready for the stage, because it's not just for the audience. It's a life-changing to get on stage at Body. I want to help. So those are the upcoming live shows for Body. I look forward to seeing you at a show really soon. I want to say thank you to the team that makes this podcast possible. To podcast producer Marty Garcia. To sound engineer David Grossoff. To video archivist Joe Moore. To project manager Dana Hanna. And the other thing that keeps this podcast going is you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for going and telling just one friend about the podcast. Growing is really, really important to me. I want to know that these stories are getting out to a larger audience. And the fan mail I'm getting tells me that people want these stories. But they don't know they want them until you let them know. So tell a friend and we'll be back really soon with more of the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie Delatour. And one last thing before I go. I want to tell you about a podcast that I really love. I listen to it all the time. And I am a super fan of the people who put this podcast on. The American Sex Podcast is hosted by my friend Sunny Megatron and her partner Ken Melvoin-Berg. The two of them together talking about sex in these frank, open conversations. The people that they have on their podcast, they have the most interesting guests and the best conversation with them. And if you're really into interview style podcasts where you get to really hear the behind the scenes from the people who come on and talk about their lives and why they work in the realm of sex or kink, this is the podcast for you. Give it a listen. It's the American Sex Podcast, and here's a little taste. I'll be back really soon with Body, but in the meantime, here's Sunny.
Hey, I'm Sunny Megatron from American Sex, a podcast about life, liberty, and the pursuit of Ooh, that's kind of a trashy first impression, isn't it? I'm so sorry. Okay. On American Sex, Ken Melvoinberg and I explore our guests' deepest, darkest sexual secrets, hang-ups, fantasies, and victories. Each episode reminds us that in this fine country of ours, no matter our differences, we all want and deserve the same things. Freedom and happiness. And find American Sex on iTunes, Stitcher, and most podcast services, or at AmericanSexPodcast.com.